Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix coming to you from the beautiful island of Maui, Hawaii, bringing you some Maui love tonight. I know everybody's probably coming from a later time zone than me, unless you're calling from like Australia or Japan or something. But these look like they're all mainland United States numbers. So I'm glad you've tuned in. I have 5 callers on the board. Normally I can handle about 6 in a show, depending on if somebody has some really juicy stuff that I like to, you know, because people learn from other people's stuff. So I'm glad all you brave people called in, and I'm hoping that we'll have something to share with everybody. So I want to help give people insights using my intuition and listening to my guidance system. I tune into your higher self. I do this by tuning into your voice. So I'd like you to tell me something when I bring you on the mic, and I'll let you know. I'll call out by the area code. And so I do need to hear your voice to tune in, and I think the more willing you are to listen, and the type of questions has a lot to do with the quality of the answer. And this show isn't really for telling you, you know, when is my next boyfriend going to come along, or does she love me? It's, you know, but I do help people with relationship dynamics. If you're stuck and you don't understand and you don't know how to move on, or if you're still dealing with some issues from a relationship in your past and you feel like they're hanging around and keeping you from enjoying your life, or if you're having a little trouble understanding what's going on the planet right now, is we're basically in Armageddon, and it's not like how it's depicted in movies, you know. I mean, it could be anything, but it's a matter of us choosing the light and choosing love, and that's where we need to move on things. And I always get the most magnificent people on my show, and I think all of them are trying to align with love and align with their higher self, and that's where we need to be. And that's what my new book is going to be about, finding peace in these turbulent times, and all of the different tools that people can use to deal with the energies and to refine our energy so that we feel better in all of this that's going on, and to get clarity. Okay, so I'm going to go to the first call. I take them in the order that they came in, and I'm going to the 630 area code. Good evening. What can we talk about tonight?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, of course.
I would like to know what my higher self is. I'm stuck when it comes to weight loss. I haven't been able to stick eating plan for more than a week, but ultimately I know I would like to lose a large amount of weight. I just don't understand why I can't be consistent. Like, what am I holding on to?
Oh, like it might be that you're holding on to something. Let me see. This is a great question. I love this. We're going to get some answers. Okay, I'm picking up something. That what's coming in first is, do you feel like you're doing what you want to do with your life? We'll get back to this a little more specific there, but do you feel like you're doing what you want to do with your life?
No, actually, I did call you maybe like 2 weeks ago, and you recommended that I switch careers, and I've been working on that pretty diligently, and that change is happening. Like, I have an interview on Monday. I'm signing up for school on Monday. Like, that transition is happening.
That's gonna help. That's gonna help.
Record time. Okay.
Yeah. That's going to help, because what I'm getting is that, you know, there's more to this than this, but this is the first thing I'm getting, is that your cravings, it's so quick, it happens so fast, where you have a craving, and a lot of cravings are like this, even alcohol and a lot of that stuff. What it is it's a craving for your soul. So when we first feel a craving, it goes so fast, and then your brain is trained, and everybody's brain is trained in whatever direction it is, to go to food because that gives you a momentary satisfaction. And then obviously once you've eaten it, the satisfaction is gone. And so you can work on retraining how your brain responds to when you're feeling a craving. And this is what I recommend people do, because your soul is your breath. So as soon as you have a craving, breathe. That will help. But let me check what else is there. So that's because that was the most important thing. I was getting that your cravings are from not feeling fulfilled from the soul level, which is where your energy comes from. And you get a little burst of energy, you know, and serotonin and all that stuff from the food, too. And you get that from your soul, too. So in the meantime, breathe. Keep looking forward to the future, the new things that are coming, letting go of the past. Okay. And they are telling me that you don't focus on calories and quantity as much as focus on quality of food. Have you done that?
Not really. I've just been following different diet plans, and I'll have some success. And then, like, I'll do really well. And then, I don't know, I seem to sabotage myself. And I'm like, okay, I've got to figure out what the connection with that is.
Yeah, is if you ever, you don't want to, I guess the point of that is don't ever deprive yourself. Make sure that your food is delicious, but start looking online and start thinking, I had to go through this with diabetes, so I know what the conversion is like, is to switch over to only food that has nutritional value. And remember that fat has nutritional value, and it's very important for flavor. And you want to have your cheeses and your sauces and your things like that. If you can handle dairy, I'm not getting that from the reading. I'm just telling you. But you know, make everything delicious. Don't deprive yourself. It has a lot to do with that. That is the word that I'm getting from Spirit that's really important, is that you don't want to deprive yourself at all. But keep only healthy food in the house, so that when you do get a craving and you bypass, like I said, you first, when you feel a craving, retrain your brain. Spirit is saying to retrain your brain so that it doesn't go to food, the quick burning food, the stuff that goes into you and then you immediately have a hit, you know, like Cheetos or ice cream, sugar, those kind of things give you an immediate feeling of satisfaction. So they're saying go to your breath first, retrain your brain to go to your breath first. And then let me see if there's anything else in there. What I'm getting to is that your body's going to fight you for a while, because I'm guessing you have extra weight. You have extra weight, obviously. I mean, I kind of have a feeling of how much, and it's then your body starts getting used to that. That's its status quo, and it's going to seek that for a while. But what's going to happen is once you start to feel better because you're eating better food, that will become your go-to instead of what your status quo is now. Does that all make sense to you?
It does. Thank you.
And so don't fault yourself for your body still saying, give me some of that stuff. You know, once you start eating the quality food, proteins, nuts, cheese, eggs, vegetables, avoid the high sugar fruits, and then you're going to feel energy from eating that way. Yeah, good. I'm glad you understand. Thanks for asking that question. That was a really good one.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. I'll talk to you next time. Let us know how things are going. Okay, aloha.
I will.
I love when people will let me know how things are going. Okay, so I'm going to the 229 area code. Aloha. What can we work on tonight?
Aloha. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Oh, hi, Melvin.
And,
if you don't call for a while, I don't remember your phone number. Yeah.
Yep.
So how's it going?
I don't know. It's up and down. A friend of mine's that, she said she didn't want to be my friend anymore, but she was coming over to my house. She stayed about two doors down from my apartment complex. And do you see us sending our relationship back together? And I don't know what, I asked her what was wrong, but I don't know what went wrong.
Let me see if I can tune in. Melvin is wanting to know if they're going to be friends again. Okay, let me see. I'm getting that you know each other on the soul level. I'm seeing a connection on the soul level. But I'm getting that she doesn't recognize you, you know, because she's more on the physical. You're a little deeper. Did you sense a connection from the time you met her?
Yes, I mean, I knew her 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago. We used to work together at Walmart, and it was interesting mm-hmm. that she moved two doors down from me. She recently moved there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she been over to my apartment, and we've been talking and stuff, and she helped me with some paperwork, and then all of a sudden I got a text and saying that she can't be my friend, and I just want to know.
Can't be your friend. Let me see why she's saying that. But I am getting that she doesn't really recognize the connection or value it as much as you do, but did you give her an indicator? This might be too much for you to say on the air. Did you give her an indicator that you might be interested in her, like for a girlfriend? Or is it just a friend? Have you been really clear about friendship?
I told her definitely it was about friendship. She needed a favor from me, and I let her,
uh-huh.
you know, I did a favor for her, and she was in need, and I helped her. And then all
mm-hmm.
of a sudden, she texted me and called me, and she was coming over. And then all of a sudden, it's like another it flipped the pancake over. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I'm picking up that she seems to think that maybe you're interested in her romantically. Is she in your same age bracket? I just know that that's what I'm picking up, and that she's concerned about that, so maybe you could make that clear. You know, a lot of women, I'm just getting, it's just maybe a woman thing, you know, that
right.
they don't, she doesn't feel comfortable being in a man's apartment necessarily. It's not anything
yeah.
personal. That's what I'm getting, that's not personal. Either way, it's
right.
not, it's something about her. It's something inside of her.
But what do you see us in the future? Do you see us going out on a date or what, going to a football game or talking again?
Yeah, not right now. She'd have to get comfortable knowing that you're not going to make a move on her or that you're not interested. I know you really like her because you feel a heart connection. I can see that. And I would say I would take it very easy. And I would not invite her to something right now. I would just, I don't think this is going to be an easy hurdle to get over. Let's just put it that way. It's not impossible.
But,
you could continue a friendship, but I don't think it's going to be the easiest thing to get going because of this lack of clarity and, you know, things like that.
But Watch all of a sudden she changed, you know, I know you said she changed her mind because did somebody enforce her to change her mind?
That's what I'm wondering is if there's somebody else. I don't always get that much information about other people. That's why I was wondering if there's somebody else. And it's possible that somebody, yeah, now that you asked that question, but I don't think it's somebody said you can't see him or you shouldn't talk to him. I think somebody else might have said something. I think your intuition might be right on that. is that I think somebody might have said something about maybe you shouldn't be going into somebody's place, and how do you know what his intentions are? And then it kind of just sparked that in her. But that's what it is. I'm pretty darn sure that's what it is. That you'd have to get clarity on that. Otherwise, I don't know how it's going to go. Why don't you see if you just run into her, just text her and be real casual, don't be pushy, and then see if she starts to surface or if she runs into you. Because sometimes people have a good moment. You know, some people go into that space and then next time, you know, the next day or next month, they're like, oh, you know, and they might think differently. So that's just how people are. Yeah. It's human nature. It has nothing to do with you. Like I said, it's not necessarily going to be that straightforward or easy to predict. It just has to do with the way people respond to things and respond to energy. So it's not like, so I'm going to have to leave it. You're going to have to give it to God. That's when you're going to have to give to God. But good luck with that. You're a real sweetheart. Hopefully she realized that, but give it a little time. Okay. Be patient.
Okay.
Okay. She'll sense the anxiousness and that won't be good. All right. Thanks, Melvin. I'll talk to you next time. Let us know how it goes. Okay. So I'm going to go to the 703 area code. What can we talk about tonight?
Hi, my name's Andrea, and I've been conversating with this guy named Isaac for a few weeks, and he was supposed to come visit me today, but he never showed up, never called, never texted. I don't know what maybe happened. Any idea?
Okay, so you've been, and you gave me the name so that I could tune into who it is?
His name is Isaac.
Isaac, okay. And you're wondering why you're being ghosted. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why are you being ghosted? Boy, that is like I suppose that's one of the most common relationship questions that I get on the show. It's like, what the heck? Because people do that, and then they don't. A lot of times they don't know what to do. A lot of times people do that because they don't know what to do, and they'd rather just avoid the situation.
Well, he even deleted his dating profile. He said, you know, when I start talking to someone, I'm only about them. And he made plans to come see me, you know, and then I don't know what happened. He just kind of, this radio silence.
Yeah. Let's see if we can, let me ask Spirit what is it that I can help you with? What is your name again, please?
Andrea.
Oh, yeah, Andrea. Okay. Andrea. I'm always trying to tune into people's vibe and I miss the name. Okay, well, I need a message for Andrea's spirit. I'm getting that right at this time, and, you know, other people need to hear this too, is that our soul decides when people come in our life, when and how people come into our life. And what I was given a picture of when I asked for a message for you was I saw you looking to the heavens. And because I've been doing this for a long time, I know what my pictures mean. And sometimes I ask Spirit again. I'll just run it past Spirit and, you know, figure it, see if I picked it up right. But what I got is that your first relationship needs to be with God right now. That your soul won't bring in, it'll literally the energy of your soul will sabotage. Don't get mad at your soul. But it'll, like, sabotage. There won't be an energy mesh. You know, I could say sabotage. That's one way of looking at it. But there won't be an energy mesh between somebody else and you at this time, because it's really your soul that decides when and who comes into your life. And that's something people don't realize. We can't force it. And I think everybody needs to hear this. And this is one reason people get so frustrated, is that right now your soul has you solo, so that you can get a stronger connection to your soul and to God, whatever you refer to God as, source, spirit, God, Christ, whatever your reference is. And that's what I got, and that's the reason. And so there is no reason, like what will happen, and this is what I see happening, and this fits what I'm getting from Spirit. When I read the energy, when I look at it, I read the energy, I can feel it, I see that there's no match. And then the other person won't even, they'll just brush it off because it's like not, it's not your karma or their karma. It isn't. So there's like nothing to be said or done. And because they're not, here you are seeking answers. The other person isn't doing that. Very likely not seeking answers or insight as to what's going on. So they just sweep it away. And that's what I'm getting. It's not that there's a reason that you did something wrong or that there is something wrong. None of that. I'm not getting any of that. It's just that there's not a match. There's not a mesh. The other person isn't a seeker as you are, an analyzer like you are, which is good, but that you are solo right now because you're supposed to be strengthening your relationship to your soul and to God. Does that make sense?
Not really, because I have a relationship with my higher power, so no, it doesn't make sense at
right,
all.
Right, it's a daily, I strengthen my connection to spirit every day. It always gets stronger. And if that's what I got from spirit, then that's what I believe.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Or you could ask, right. You know, maybe you'll get an answer. But it's not your fault. It's nothing to do with you. I'm on that person. I hope that helps you understand that. Okay?
Yeah, maybe something happened to a family member or his kid or something where he couldn't come. But if you're not coming, just let me know you're not coming. Don't leave people hanging. That's
I know.
My thing.
I know. Yeah, I get it. I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's very irritating.
Very frustrating.
Yes, I know. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I understand. Yeah, we're always deepening. We're always finding more things about our soul. So, okay. All right.
Well
thank you for calling, Andrea. You're welcome. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's one thing to know for people, and that's a lot of what last year was about with people not working. It was mainly to do with deepening your connection to your soul. And I'll tell you what, I have older daughters, and they realized that, and both of them made some huge changes. One went from all these years working for other people, which I never cared for. I raised my kids to be creatives and be self-employed, and switched over to self-employment. And is doing just fantastic. But she had to make that decision. She said, hey, I'm not going to complain about this. This time period of not working is to revamp our lives. And I was already successful with so many things, my creativity and everything, because I'm very much inward. And between last year and now, I have made so many changes and learned so much about my soul. It's a daily thing, and it never ends. Until we are stardust again, it's not over. So anyway, I'm going to go to the next one. I think they're allowing more calls than I thought on my switchboard. I'm getting a lot of calls on here. 219 area code. Hi, what can we talk about tonight?
Hi, yes, my name is Liz, and I have a question. I'm on disability, but right now I need to go back to work, and because I need to get, I need to move out of the place I'm at. So I'm wondering, is there any work coming my way or any financial breakthroughs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is your soul trying to guide you to do? You're on disability pay right now?
Yes.
Did you say you're on disability pay? Yeah, I'm getting that's not in your best interest, so I would say that, there's income coming from you should open the door to income coming from another source. Disabled. Do you have something that it's possible that you could be rehabilitated?
The only thing would be I would have to say like a partial knee replacement, but at this time.
Oh, like that. It was funny. I was thinking knee. Okay. But I was what I was going to say is if you have a limb cut off, you know, like you only have a half a leg, that's probably something that can't be rehabilitated, but other things can be. And whether it's, are you planning on having surgery on that, or are you, or is it like a, supposed to be a permanent? What are the doctors telling you? Because I'm getting that it's not in your best interest to think of yourself as disabled, because it's holding, it's suppressing you. It's oppressing you.
Mm-hmm.
And right, you can help me with that a little bit, because these are quick readings. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on disability for 10 years, and I'm needing to go back to work now, but it's
yeah, you're going to feel so much, yeah, because you have trouble with your knee, right? So, but let me, have you figured out what, I wish I had a little more time with you, I don't want to rush it, because then I'll miss some, because Spirit knows I'm doing short readings, so I'll get, like, just important things for you to kind of chew on. I can't always cover the whole thing. I just got to tell you that I'm going to repeat that, but that's what I heard. It's not in your best interest. Get off of disability. Start thinking of yourself as a well person, that's just a small part of you. Because I see that, like, that energy, flashing your energy, I flash it, and then I can feel it, and then I interpret it. And what I was getting by flashing you is that it's making, by whatever we think is so powerful, and you make your whole body feel heavy when you feel that way, when you say I'm disabled. And I'm like real careful, because I have diabetes, and I used to always say my diabetes, you know, and I'm like and my roommate started saying you are experiencing diabetes, and I truly believe that there's going to be a day when something's going to click. I have type 1 diabetes. Something's going to click someday, because with everything else I've ever had, something does. But we have to wear it pretty loosely. I guess that I realize that's a spiritual challenge. You know, it's a mental discipline, just like my first caller. It's a matter of reprogramming the way your brain is looking at it. Yes, you have that issue, but give your knee some love and try to look at yourself as a healthy person with just one little, you know, a couple little glitches or whatever you have. Because I see it consuming your whole being. So it's better maybe come up with a different way of referring to it. And I know that these things are difficult. I have my own, you know, like I can't work for somebody else because I have to eat right. I can't be just sitting for hours on end. And so that's what I'm getting to. Like I said, short readings, I got to give you something to chew on. Make sure that you're doing something that makes you feel fulfilled from the heart level, you know, not just a job. And that'll make you feel more excited. So put a little effort into that. This is the time, believe it or not, and I need everybody to hear this, Armageddon means the battle of good and evil, and it's not a battle, it's not a war. What it is a battle within ourselves. Each individual person, do I believe that I deserve good in this life and that I deserve heaven on earth? Because that's where we're moving. That's the new paradigm on earth. Or do I believe that life is difficult? And then you'll move the people that it's really separating the people that think life is joyous and I'm here to enjoy life, or I'm here to suffer through it and just... So I'm just inviting you to look at it that way and whatever we believe now is manifesting really quick. So if you open up your heart and say, well, I've always wanted to do this, and then it'll come forth because things are manifesting easier now and quicker. So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And anybody, my show is starting to wrap up. I'm getting the cues from the network that my show is over in 1 minute, but I do want to say that you can listen to the archives if anybody needs to listen to their reading again. You can listen to the archives. There's 30 shows of archives in my profile, so you can listen again. But I wish you luck with that and try to see yourself as well, and you know, get some energy going through your body. You know, those things all bring energy into your body, and all of that's healing too. So good luck with everything. All right, thanks all right, for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, aloha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I got a few more calls on the board and I'm out of time. I'll be here again next. I'm not going to be here Saturday. I will be here Sunday. I have to do something else on Saturday. I do improv. I facilitate improv, and I'm doing an improv show on Saturday. And that's one of my new careers that I started. So I got to make sure I do that. But I really appreciate all the callers. You're fabulous and brave, and I'll see you next time. Click on follow, please, and check out my books when you get a chance. Wishing on Your Own Star is about, you know, finding your life purpose and getting rid of your past programming. And I have a lot of other books about ascension, like what's happening to the earth, and look forward to my new one coming out in probably about a month. Okay, aloha, and we'll see you next time.